Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And I understand, listen, I'm a sports fan. I understand that, people want that that huge deal. They want the instant gratification. They want to see that, number one starter, walk through the door. And I totally understand that. But, I could list off countless examples of deals that, very quickly, it turned sideways. And you're like, oh, my goodness, they gave up all this talent for for this. And so I think you're constantly trying to remind yourself through your experience of, when you've been in this position before, how you've reacted. And I think ultimately, so disappointed is the wrong word. I think you try your hardest and push your hardest, within your reason, within your boundaries to make deals. But I think you can't be disappointed if you did the right thing for the organization.
As Jed Hoyer, he's on The Fan. I could point to one specific trade at the deadline that blew up on your team, and that was when she brought in a hurt pitcher that immediately got more hurt and then wasn't available to you for the rest of the second half. That was your team. You don't need to find an abstract for us on that one, Jed.
It comes down to how aggressive do you want to be with your prospects at the deadline, and not giving up Owen Casey or not giving up Moises Ballesteros to go and close a deal. I mean, the Casey thing is what? Insurance for next year when Tucker leaves. Ballesteros, you could argue, is the same. You play Suzuki next year. Probably should have given up one of them if you needed to. You had signaled that you were all in, should have stayed all in and gone and got yourself something real useful.
Especially because you can't find a place to put Ballesteros into a game.
No, you can't right now.
Because he's blocked by a guy that you're probably not bringing back, that you have to play at DH because he's kind of hurt and left the team for a while. And whatever. You know what? Let's just have the people talk. Let's talk to them.
Yeah, I got a million thoughts. I know you do, but we can weave them in and out of the callers' voices who deserve to have their voices heard.
Alex, where do you want me to start? I like that idea. Dave in Northbrook.
Hello.
You're on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to piggyback a bit on your thoughts on the Cubs' sort of divergent path here on the trend toward power arms and them not really seemingly participating in that. I find the flip side of it actually like a bit more interesting, where what we're seeing in this series with Milwaukee is just a much greater degree of plate discipline, like up and down the lineup from them. They hit singles. They take walks. And the Cubs, and I'm looking at, as a caveat here, going all the way back, you know, under Theo, as this being one continuous regime, right? And they've favored pure slug, seemingly, over other tools, you know, offensively, with the idea that this Cubs team maybe has a little bit more speed. But at the end of the day, we're seeing tons of unproductive outs, tons of strikeouts, and I feel like Milwaukee is an evolutionary step ahead of us in terms of their approach at the plate. And is that really the primary problem in this whole equation? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Great thoughts. Interesting. And appreciate you bringing up the flip side. But isn't that the flip side of reacting to all of the stuff plus and all of the explosive arms? And maybe that's where you're going. Because,
by the way, the Cubs have more walks than the Brewers did last night.
They did?
Night. Yes.
Well, last night. And during the year, they did not. 564 walks during the year, but 554 walks. They walked a lot.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with most of the guys approach at the plate. I do think there are some guys that are limited, though. And maybe that is a product of trying to chase a little bit of slug.
I'll look at contact rates and look at contact rates over the last few years, because it's an interesting thought in terms of countering all the swing and the miss stuff. The Brewers' contact and discipline is really elite. And the question has been, coming into this postseason, will that be enough? Well, they also added some home runs, and the home runs helped quite a bit last night. The fly ball pitcher going against them helped a little too.
But that wasn't their MO during the season.
It was not. It was not. So, look, coming off of game one, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Cubs had three homers, and the Brewers did not, and still lost the game. That's incredibly rare in the postseason.
The fact that they're beating you every which way
is troubling.
Yep. Jason's from Frankfurt. Hey, Jason, you're on the score.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We're good.
I like that guy. His thought about evolutionary a step ahead as the Brewers are. And you know how you get around that? By outspending. And
yes.
The Ricketts are not Tribune, and we all lived through that, and it was awful. But, you know, the shell game of Marquis is not the golden goose they thought it would be. But, you know, you're still the big boys on the block. Why aren't you out? I know they're spending more, but you spend more to make up for mistakes. Thanks, guys. Take care.
It's funny to me, Speaks. I see people. I was interacting with some folks on Twitch, and hello to everyone on Twitch. Hello to everyone on YouTube as well. We appreciate you watching the show. And it's like, well, hopefully the Brewers will go and beat the Dodgers. I was like, you should want the Cubs to be like the Dodgers. And then people are like, well, that's why I want the Brewers to win, because the Cubs aren't like the Dodgers. I'm like, no, like, don't be mad at the Dodgers for that. Be mad at the Cubs for that. That the Dodgers is what you should want the Cubs to aspire to be.
Well, it's interesting because, yes, there's a certain amount of spending that needs to take place. But there's also intelligence that needs to happen.
Yes.
And look, we just talked with Ron Darling yesterday, and we asked him what people can learn from the $340 million payroll Mets that are sitting at home. Okay? A team that just spent $765 million on one dude. And his answer was that you need more than just four dudes who all have great, iconic offensive years. And you do. You need a whole team. The Dodgers are the team that keeps spending on player after player after player after player. The irony about the Dodgers' spend on bullpen in the offseason is that those guys are not the guys in their bullpen right now. They spent on Tanner Scott. He's not useful or helpful. They spent on Kirby Yates. He's not useful or helpful.
Rokie, they spent on Tyler Glasnow, and he has been useful and helpful.
They've turned him into a multi-game weapon who's going to start some and be a bullpen some. Rokie Sasaki they spent on, but he also chose them. But Rokie's now a bullpen weapon for them. You never know how you're going to allocate. You just need a lot. You need a massive pile of devastating arms, and the Cubs don't have that.
And devastating players too. You look at that game from last night, and those three guys that we talk about all the time when we talk about the Dodgers, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman, all three of them played a role on both sides of the game yesterday, and it was amazing seeing them do that. Like that's what you're talking about. At the top of it, guys that are, you make the smart move, and then when you can have Teoscar Hernandez and Will Smith and Max Muncy as secondary and tertiary players under those guys, it makes them even better.
I'm looking at the last five seasons of offensive baseball in MLB in response to our first caller, and I'm looking at contact rate in all of baseball across five seasons, okay? Milwaukee's 10th, the Cubs are 15th. So it's not as big a discrepancy as perhaps you expected. I will say in their whiff rate, the swinging strike percentage, so swinging strike percentage, Milwaukee's 6th, the Cubs are down at 16th. There are much better teams, better offenses over the last few years, like Arizona and Toronto and Houston and scrappy teams like Cleveland and Milwaukee, and the Dodgers and the Yankees are all ahead of the Cubs over the last five seasons in swinging strike rate. So your thought about contact and Milwaukee being one evolutionary cycle ahead, I think has some credence.
Let's go to Lombard and talk with Frank. Hey, Frank, you're on the score.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're good.
You guys just hit the nail on the head. You know, I go on all these fan pages and I get ripped apart because I agree with what you said. There is no reason why the Milwaukee Brewers have owned us for the last 5 years. We should be like more like the Dodgers and like the Yankees. I know the Yankees aren't doing so good right now, but there's no reason why these teams should outplay us. I mean, with the market that we're in, and everybody wants to say, oh, it's an excuse. Stop making excuses and start going for it. Sooner or later, you got to get tired of it, no?
I think that a lot of fans have. I think the Cubs, it's the idea of where does the business part meet the baseball part? And when does it matter for Tom to be like, you know what, like let's go for it. And what I was thinking is that this would be a year where that would happen. That this would be the year of like, look, we went and got Tucker, and until he got hurt, he was exactly the player that you went out and spent for.
The inconsistency is what makes it uncomfortable in this year. I mean, like, overall, where the Cubs are, what are they, number seven payroll, something like that? Or is it even higher than that?
I think we'd have to look it up, but I think it's definitely top 10.
But like one caller mentioned, we're not talking about a bottom third payroll here. You're talking about a top third payroll, maybe even a top fifth payroll consistently, but not going quite to the extent of Dodgers, Mets, Yankees.
And it's the smart spending too.
That to me is what I have to look at is the expenditure of prospects and the belief in holding on to the prospects, maybe because you don't churn them out quite as fast and as plentifully as other teams, and also the wisdom of some of the expenditures and if you're getting there or not.
I want to go back to something that we were talking about earlier, and we're going to get back to your phone calls in just a second. About the Jed, because I see people on the text line and some people on YouTube and Twitch talking about this. My issue with Jed is, in the moment when you actually are winning and things look good and your Tucker move looks great and you have the opportunity, you've got some leverage as an executive. Finally, you've got some executive leverage.
Hey, man, let's go for it.
And you don't exercise it. That bothers me. That is something that I feel comfortable kind of tagging along on your point and being like, the rabbit had the gun, Jed. You were the rabbit, and you had it. And then you kind of, it looks like from the outside that your concession was, oh, I get my money? Oh, then we straight. We don't have to do anything. I'm getting my money, and I proved I was right, and I'm getting my money, so we straight. And that doesn't seem to, the push to try and do more didn't seem to be there. And the timing of when his contract extension was and when it was announced makes it feel like there's something nefarious going on.
Hey, man, I think you're right, and it's unfortunate. And it's the timing of such things. And those jobs, you are beholden to some of the spending limitations of above. And that's just part of the gig. And sometimes you walk away. Sometimes you walk away because you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And sometimes you keep going because you're like, I'm comfortable with the way that we're doing this. And I believe that we can do it. I believe that we can do it. And I think Jed honestly believes that he can win a title or at least get into the playoffs again and again and again and give themselves a shot. I just think that sometimes the overall approach gets exposed. And I think this postseason it's happening a little bit.
Let's talk with Trinidad. Hey, Trinidad, you're on the score.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing much. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hit the elephant in the room, man. You know, we want to win, right? We're a Cubs fan. We're hardcore Cubs fans, Chicago fans. But come on, guys, think about it. It's happened in every Chicago team, the Bulls, the Bears. You get a great team, you get a great dynasty, and then they dismantle it. They win. And the Cubs are just known for that, right? I mean, the Ricketts are a rich family, know nothing about baseball. They came in 2016. They were aggressive. They got Aroldis Chapman in the end to win it. Like you said, down the stretch, you're in it to win it, right? Then they make these moves here, these dumb moves in 2025. Soroka, you know what I mean? I mean,
hey man, I gotta tell you, I think your outlook is too simplistic. When they took over in 2012 or 13, they handed the reins to Theo and said, "You do what you think is best." That's good ownership, okay? And he did what he thought was best, and they built a really good thing. Then Theo was behind and knew it, fired their director of hitting, fired their director of pitching, and tried to finish a deal post-World Series, because that worked out remarkably well. You remember that part. And then he tried to do more, and they said, okay, within reason. And that's when Theo walked away.
And that's when Theo put the gorilla suit on and did it.
Basically, he said, we're going to have to make some decisions in an organization that I don't want to have to make. I'm going on a bender. Jed's in charge. And he walks away.
The gorilla.
So it's not as simplistic as you're saying. And still, there is a lot of wisdom and effort in what the Ricketts have done. I've seen it. And we could point out to all sorts of things. They're just stopping short of being at the very tippity top of the absurd power differential between the haves and the have-nots. And frankly, part of this is why I, as a fan, as a pure fan of the league and the sport, Lawrence, I kind of want a cap and a floor, because then, like football, we could talk about who's a smart team builder, who's not a smart team builder, who's got a great organization, who doesn't, who's doing it well, who's not, in a cleaner way, rather than some fans and some media guys thinking, well, they didn't spend on this or didn't spend on that. Well, maybe that was the right choice, and you don't know about certain spending and not spending. You know what I mean? It's an easier and cleaner diagnostic thing to be a fan of a team with a cap and a floor.
Yes, but it suppresses salaries.
I understand.
And I don't like that.
I understand. I understand that perspective. I'm just saying from a fan perspective and an analytical perspective, I would enjoy a cap and a floor more.
The Cubs are 10th in payroll.
Okay. For this year. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So, you know.
That's not where it could be.
No, it's really not where it could be. I feel like they could do more. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Minnesota. Hey, John, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, I really like some hit and run here in the afternoon, but...
Lawrence is a great host of hit and run. It's been established.
I am.
Damn good at it.
I think it's how far the Cubs are behind the Brewers. You go back to 2021, I mean, that's five seasons. I mean, Jed Hoyer's Cubs have never finished ahead of the Brewers. As a matter of fact, if you total it up, they've finished 58 games behind the Brewers.
Oh, my God.
They spend an average of $80 million a year more than the Brewers. That's $400 million.
Wow.
And I know we all complain about Ricketts not spending money, but how can you justify extending a GM when he's had $401 million and has finished 58 games behind a franchise? And it's not 2 years, it's 5 years. Just doesn't make any sense.
Well, he did.
Thanks, John.
He did make the playoffs, John. It's not like they're dead last, but yeah, next to the organizational rival in the division, it looks bad.
Can I throw a macro thing at the group here for a second?
Please.
Now, look, most of us have had some sort of contract negotiation, right? Have sports teams overall bent to the idea of, well, I don't want to end up in like a lame duck thing, and we should probably just get this thing over with, instead of being like, no, let's see this whole thing through before we make the move at an extension? Because the timing on the Jed thing was bizarre, and it leads to people being like, huh, that's really weird when he got his money. Whether it's a quarterback extension or an executive extension, are teams too scared to allow for a contract to get closer to the end than they should be?
I think that's a yes. I think that's a yes. And I think it gets complicated when it is somebody who has a big voice in the overarching organizational plan. And I get why you want to have that security, but it leads towards the more secure approach and the more conservative approach. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Steve Kerr is going into a lame duck year, and his press conference where he said, I don't need a contract. I'm good. I'm comfortable with this. We'll talk at the end of the year. I love what's been going on, and we got some big decisions to make. I was fascinated by it. To your point, at Steve Kerr choosing to go into a lame duck year and saying, I don't want a contract. I get it. Let's see how everything goes, and then let's talk later.
Yeah.
Because they might be calling it a wrap, right?
Right. It might be over at the end of this for Golden State. And
right.
Then why would you have extended Steve Kerr and paid him, you know, $10 million a year to be the coach of a team that's going to rebuild him when he's got the bad back and he probably just wants to go home when Steph goes home?
I think you're exactly right. Meanwhile, Jed thinks he's building something. And he is. You get Justin Steele back next year. You got a lot of starters under contract next year. You do something a little different. It's just that the Tucker thing felt like, ooh, lame duck, let's go, baby.
Yeah. And they were rewarded for the most part because of that. And then they just kind of stopped.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.